Flemington today's a big one, and also Rose Hill for Peter and Paul Snowden. And Paul's online. How are you, mate?
Yeah, well, thanks.
You've scratched, I think Icon of Dubai has been the only one that you've taken out this morning.
Yeah, geez, he can draw a barrier, this horse. He just keeps drawing double digits all the time. There's every chance he might run in Sandown next week.
Okay. Where do you want to start, Ron?
We'll start with the Everest winner, of course. Yeah. How is he, Red Zell?
Yeah, look, just ticking over lovely since he won the other day. And, you know, he's had a really good break in between runs, which, you know, we like to do with him. And we had a little sneaky little go down the straight 2 weeks ago, just a nice little refreshing sort of course for him, which he'd been down there before, obviously, but took the option while we could. And you know, his work Tuesday morning was fantastic. His work last week, last Thursday, was there. It was terrific as well. So he's in a good spot. He always turns up. Got a lot of faith in him.
It's a strange race as far as when the straight racing is always strange, is what these boys are going to do. Are they going to meet in the middle? Are they going to come to the outside? The last race is on Thursday, has thrown everyone into two minds. What's going to happen here? Your thoughts?
Yeah, totally agree. You're not going to find any more out after the two-year-old neither, because they'll come down the inside as well. So, it's just going to be one of them ones. They come down the outside, that's where they've been working for the last month. So, you know, whether that's got a bearing on it, but obviously Mac will have a good idea. He's rode it all week. And probably everyone's probably going to look to try and sort of follow us to a degree, because, you know, time's out. So she was probably the only other one, along with Hazy's horse that goes from Red Tech Warrior. They're probably the two that everyone's going to try and get a suck run behind, so to speak. So it's going to be a race, that's for sure.
Yeah. Just refresh my memory. When he did win down the straight last year, I think it was down the outside, wasn't it?
He came down the outside and he hurt. So
It
had a lot of merit, because they sort of weren't coming towards the outside. They were all sort of to that middle part, inside and middle part, and he came down the outside on his part.
This, you must have a nice opinion of this two-year-old to take him down for the Maribyrnong Plate King. He jumped out of the ground. Was it just the blinkers, or was it just the experience of already having a trial under his belt?
Look, he was showing quite a good amount of ability at home, and it's often the case when you take a two-year-old away from home. I believe Rose Hill horses, when they come to Randwick, they don't trial as good neither, but they trial better at Rose Hill. So he went to Rosedale and he was never going to trial well. He was full of himself and he was just, his head just wasn't in the game. And that's how we trialled accordingly. Put the blinkers on him and hadn't done anything different, but just obviously at home, a bit more familiar surroundings, and he's trialled quite impressively. And all he's done is continually improve ever since. So it was just one of them things. The occasion a little bit got to the better of him. God bless him. It was trial day, not race day. And he's fine, and he's handled that way going down there, even though it's down the straight. But slotted into life down there quite well, and expecting to run well.
Yeah. Has he had a sneaky look down the straight?
No, he hasn't. But we're drawn Barry one, so I'm not too concerned. He's got natural good speed. He's a high cruising speed horse. He's a runner, and he'll be ridden accordingly.
Sanjita in race one, your only runner at Rose Hill Gardens. Obviously, much more was expected from her at Canterbury. Was it the wet track?
Yeah, look, on face value, obviously very disappointed. Thought she'd be hard to beat there. Summing the whole night up, there wasn't a lot of horses that run on. I know she was 1-1, but she was like in the running line two pairs back. There was a two-length gap between the two leaders and her and her mate on towards her inside. So they ran along quite early, and they ticked again off it. Just laboured in the going the last 100. So, like, I'm just maybe putting it down to the going a tad and just how it panned out. The first three races definitely dominated on speed.
Okay, beauty. Good luck with them today. You've got only three runners, but three lovely chances.
Good. Thanks, guys.